For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tonight, I created an opportunity and I captured it. Just like I try and live my life every single day, a champion.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Yay, I got the name.
I didn't forget this time.
Yay.
I've decided I'm just going to say it on both shows.
Right.
Because I don't want to offend you anymore.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, it is 2021.
That's
very
true.
Easy to do.
Please don't cancel me because I forgot your nickname one time.
Well, that's all it takes.
On the wrestling show.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Well, and since we're talking about Eric, you know, what's new? What's going on?
Oh,
how are things?
How are things? So I did this really cool thing.
Yeah.
Where I got us tickets to Spider-Man.
Hey!
Yeah. So, funny story.
And that's at the Marquee.
Yes.
Cool.
So I saw that, you know, tickets were starting to drop at midnight in time zones.
Boom.
So I'm on, like, waiting for it. And finally hits midnight. Fucking Regal, Fandango, AMC, every movie ticket site had crashed.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen something like that happen before, especially for movie tickets.
Yeah. Since COVID, this has got to be the biggest, you know,
correct
ticket grab.
Yeah.
Since Endgame, it's official.
For sure. Well, it never crashed for Endgame.
Right, but I saw a report that this is the best... I don't know what you would call this, a pre-sale for a movie, like, ever.
Yeah.
Sure. It's the biggest since Endgame.
Yeah.
So, well, we're all going back to the movies for this one.
Well, correct. Spider-Man's going to help everyone come back to the movies.
That's right.
Right.
That's
right.
That's for sure.
He's opening the dimension to the movies.
Who are you going to call? Not the Ghostbusters, 40 million.
No.
Spider-Man.
900 billion.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, probably.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was your little Hollywood Hogwash preview.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened yet, go check us out. Hollywood Hogwash, available anywhere podcasts are heard.
Yeah.
Like the one you're using right now.
And if you're a big fan of this show and you haven't tried it yet, I'd recommend going because these days are numbered, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, that's where we want to go. We want to go that way. So listen there.
If
we'll probably never get
if you like
show.
What but, you get here,
yeah.
Help us support the other one. Go subscribe on YouTube.
We're certainly a lot more optimistic if you like optism.
Yes.
More than, you know, skepticism.
Yeah. A lot more Jake the Snake on that show.
That's
true. A lot of those.
Yeah.
A
lot of busting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the people that don't listen to our wrestling show that listen to Hogwash.
Right.
They're very confused by Jake Roberts.
Correct.
It's like, what is that bust a nut?
It's just some guy saying bust a nut.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like that?
Yeah, who doesn't like that?
Right. I mean, if that show was a Transformer, it'd be Optimus Prime. Right? Optimistic.
Okay. I get it.
Optimistic Prime.
Yeah,
I would have been
totally.
Okay. All right.
Vince? Was Vince listening to that joke?
That was crickets.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
We just got a button for fucking everything, don't
we? Try again.
Sure do.
No, this is going to be a great Eric show. I just have a feeling.
Ooh.
Hashtag push Eric. Let's go.
Hashtag.
You've got your mean Mark Calloway shirt.
Oh, wow.
Calloway.
Callous.
Yeah, who doesn't like mean Mark?
Jesus.
Yeah, from 1970.
Well, we'll talk about Undertaker on this show.
Undertaker.
That'll come later.
Can I do that?
No.
Okay.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Don't do that.
Because you didn't do it.
Why would you?
Your slack.
I can't do it every time.
It's fair.
We're going to talk about
The Undertaker.
All right. So before we get into Raw, oh, God, and SmackDown.
Oh,
Jesus. We have to thank some new patrons.
Hey.
Yeah. So shout out to Mr. Perfect,
Kobe Henning.
Hey. Oh,
all right.
Good. Who knew he had another son?
Smart. Yeah. Smart name.
Twinkle Sprinkle.
All right. Awesome.
I don't know what that is, but all right. That sounds pretty hot.
That's doesn't their matter. Name. That's their you name. Joined. You're in.
That's like their Neo.
Yeah.
And I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Sonny Roberts or Sony Roberts? Probably I don't know.
Sonny.
Yeah, I guess. Because there's Sonny Kiss, but her name's spelled the same way.
Right.
Who's the guy with
Sonny Roberts? Sony, but it's spelled without one of those N's.
Yeah, and it's a company.
Yeah.
Who's the guy with the big hair that's on the pre-show all the time? What's his name?
Kevin Roberts?
Kevin?
The British guy?
No, he was kind of like the little nerd. He's got like that all the hair. Isn't it something Roberts?
Oh, Justin Roberts?
No. Sam Roberts.
Sam Roberts.
Oh, well, yeah, he's got that big fro. He's half bald, but then a fro in the back.
Mm-hmm. It's awful.
It's terrible.
It's like Larry from the Three Stooges.
Right. It's like he got a skullet with a perm.
Yeah. And then an extra big shout out to Misfit Soda for getting a year subscription.
Hey, all right.
Cha-ching.
On patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling, $5 a month gets you everything. You can cancel anytime. We have weekly AEW and NXT recaps, monthly bonus episodes like the bracket that just came out.
Yeah.
Best AEW entrance.
That
go
was
check
fun.
That out.
There it is. Whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
If someone freeze framed that and already spoiled it.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That's true. Technology.
Look, big shout out to the everyone who does a year sub. They are entrusting us with their entertainment for a year.
Yep. Or they're entrusting WWE will continue to suck.
That's true. More importantly, that.
Both very likely. Yes.
I think our show will still flourish even if WWE was good.
Yeah.
Be a nice change of pace.
It would be.
We won't have to be like, well, Ross sucked again.
Right. Suckiest bunch of sucks, stupid. I mean, we could almost eliminate that whole bottom row.
Yeah. Maybe we'll never hear this again.
They were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Yeah. We can dream, gentlemen.
Oh.
We can dream.
Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Go sign up. Give it a try. And then we also have a couple fans that bought t-shirts. So thank you to Megan Hauk for buying the logo.
Always great to wear at a show.
Love and Jeremy Shedlock for buying.
Who are you?
Fantastic.
That's the best.
I still need to buy us those shirts.
I love that.
You really do.
It's my favorite part.
But yeah, Patreon. No, that's not Patreon. That's prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
You really got to get us the excited for Raw face shirts for when we go to Raw.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That's true. And then, you know, if Roman's coming to your town.
The fuck a deer.
Yeah.
No, save that for Mania because I hear
Stone Cold might be showing up.
Oh.
Because we're in Dallas.
Yeah.
Well, WrestleMania's coming to Dallas.
You can fuck a deer.
You can fuck a deer. You can get those Dallas 316 shirts that don't make any sense.
Right.
Or you can get those Houston 316 shirts when I don't show up and it's like, why'd you even buy that shirt? I'm not here.
Or Portland or Miami or Chicago.
I would
or
never
Denver.
Do that in Chicago. Just Houston, kidding. Buy your Chicago.
Houston 316 means I didn't show up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Houston 316 says I just took a nap because I missed the bus to go to the show.
It's all right. SmackDown opens.
It means I had better things to do.
Yeah.
We could go all day with that.
Seriously.
Los Angeles 316 says Vince didn't pay me enough.
All right. So
sorry.
Next week, it's going to be flooded with, here's my city. What did Stone Cold say about
Portland 316 says, are you fucking kidding me?
Montana 316 says, I didn't want to fuck another deer.
That's
tired of that.
That's a state, but yeah, I don't know any cities in Miami.
Now I'm going to get canceled for saying that to people of Montana. Fuck deers. Hashtag Stone Cold's canceled.
Hashtag watch Broken Skull Ranch.
Austin 316 means I'm canceled now. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, so SmackDown opens with Kayla Braxton.
Hey.
Whoa. All right. In the ring.
Yeah.
And she says, rumors continue to heat up.
Rumors.
Rumors that you started.
Yeah.
Kayla.
They probably play
it's
a song.
All you.
Yeah. They probably play a song with her singing our rumors song.
Yeah. Rumors continue to heat up that Brock Lesnar's suspension. And then she pauses because they're late on the music.
Mm-hmm.
And then Roman's music hits.
Yeah, she did nothing else she could have said out of her mouth.
Right.
And again, they must have been negotiating with Lesnar during this hiatus of his.
Yeah.
Because I'll mention this again, that apparently he bought a ticket to some SmackDown show in December. Maybe it was this one.
Maybe.
Where they're like, well, he's suspended, but he's gonna show up anyway. He bought a ticket. So right. He's saying, fuck that suspension, but now they've changed all that.
Yeah.
So Roman and Heyman come out, and Heyman tells Kayla, we don't talk about rumors here. You pretend to be a legit journalist, but there's no Instagram filter to be a legit journalist. Ooh. And until you become a legit journalist, this will be your cue to leave the ring.
Yikes.
And she leaves.
Yeah.
You pretend to be a legit journalist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She also pretends to be a model on Instagram.
Well.
And I'm okay with
she's
that.
She's certainly more qualified.
Yeah.
She probably should be one.
At that. Yeah.
So Reigns says, rumors give losers false hope, and compared to me, everyone's a loser around here because I've beaten them all. I'm running laps around this roster. But I did like that line.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's true.
Because it is true.
Yeah.
When you're the champ for over a year, that tends to happen.
Right.
Yeah. And you can't switch brands to fight new wrestlers.
No.
And I guess they're having to beat Punk's record.
Yeah. Well, how long was that?
434.
And where is he at? He's got to be really close.
Sure. I don't know. I'm sure
he's... That's all it was with Punk, yeah.
434. Wow. I mean, that's over a year.
Well, then he's going to be beating that very, very soon.
Yeah.
Didn't they recently say it was 400? He probably has beaten it already, or it's happening soon. And when he does, they won't even mention it.
No.
They won't mention it.
Well, they won't mention it.
They'll just say he's the longest reigning champ since, you know, in the past 15 years or whatever
right.
the answer is.
Yeah.
Plus, it's not WWE. It's the Universal title, so...
Correct.
Who fucking knows?
Who fucking cares?
Because Lesnar was the champ. Lesnar was Universal champ for over a year as well.
I think that's what they were touting it more as, is beating Lesnar's record.
Yeah.
But when you defend it three times in a year, I mean, it's right. Of course you're going to hold it for a long time.
Of course. So Roman mocks the Black Friday Invitational Battle Royal, which he should because that's a terrible name.
Right. I don't blame him for that.
And that's to determine a new number one contender.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess invitational means that we had some of these.
Wild card!
Correct.
I didn't even.
A few of the bottom rights. A few
who
of those.
Are
that's
you?
True. Yeah. Yeah. A few who are yous could fight Roman. Yeah.
A few who was. What?
So, Reigns says, how about we let four of them win tonight because I'll smash them all. He also says, when my days are done around here, which could be sooner than later, the whole world will acknowledge me. And I think back in 2019, Reigns said he only planned on wrestling for a few more years. So
something like that.
I guess that line is more real than ever.
Right.
Yeah. He looks like he blew past it like last month, actually.
Okay,
he's around 460 now.
Right.
Wow.
And Lesnar's was... I'm sure he's beaten Lesnar's,
too.
Because Lesnar's was over a year, but I don't know.
Did it count when you're not wrestling?
Right.
Well,
no.
I don't know. No, I think Reigns... Okay, if they're really pushing for this Rock-Reigns-WrestleMania match, and if it doesn't happen this year, then next, the WrestleMania 2023? But then does he drop it to The Rock and retire? Does The Rock retire Roman Reigns?
Right.
Is Vince still alive to fuck this up?
Does Roman hold it for a whole nother year?
Probably.
Oh my God.
If The Rock is in the plan, then yeah. Like, I would, if Roman really is going to retire in the next year or two, and like that's his definitive plan, like I'd have him drop it at WrestleMania and that's his last match. Wouldn't that be perfect? If he's going to retire?
I mean,
not to The Rock, but. To, you know, an up-and-coming talent that could use the push and be the new face of the company.
Right, for sure. But, I mean, I hope it's 2022 if he's going to do that, not 2023. Like, the title reign's already gotten boring. Like,
that's because he has no one left.
Correct. He has no one left, and you know they're not going to beat him.
Well, no one left because they haven't built anyone up. That's why he's fighting all... part-time celebrities.
Right, exactly.
Movie stars.
Yeah.
They would build some fucking people up.
mm-hmm.
then maybe. But
I mean, you got Drew McIntyre there. You built him up on Raw to beat Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Brock Lesnar's beaten Roman.
Yeah.
You know.
I was half excited to see Jeff Hardy in a championship match against Roman. Like, sure. Why not?
Why not?
You give him a good match.
Change of pace, at least.
Sure.
Later backstage, Heyman bullies Kayla some more and tells her, if you don't have a confirmation on Brock by the end of the night, then you're gone. At least that's a rumor I heard.
Yeah. I thought Paul Heyman wasn't running shows anymore.
Well, yeah, but Roman Reigns has so much power that they can get Kayla Braxton fired.
Right.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure Heyman has enough clout for that.
Yeah. All right, our first match of SmackDown, we have Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss. They're a tag team.
Yeah.
I mean, they're friends, right?
They're friends. Sense. If you're friends, you're automatically a tag team.
They're facing Jeff Hardy and Drew McIntyre?
Who are you?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
What did we miss last week?
They're friends.
They teamed up last week, right?
Yeah.
And who'd they fight?
I don't know. I didn't watch the show.
I think they fought these two.
We didn't recap SmackDown.
I think Kofi had something to say about this match.
We didn't recap SmackDown last week.
Wait.
No, wait.
No, they're on the show.
Yeah, they're all on the show.
Oh, that's right. Gone? Rematch.
Rematch. Yeah. After rematch.
I think this was last
after
week.
Rematch.
Sure.
After
I
rematch.
Think so.
Yeah. After
wasn't
rematch.
It a singles match?
Maybe.
No, it was a tag team match. With the same ending.
Or just a beatdown.
Oh.
No, it was a tag team match.
Oh.
I'm almost certain.
You actually watched SmackDown. Good for you.
I was, I was trying.
We didn't recap it, so I didn't watch it.
Due diligence.
Fair enough.
But again, how does that make sense?
Yeah.
Last week, why are they teaming last week?
Because they're friends now.
Oh, okay. They're best friends.
Hardy loves Extreme, and Drew's got a sword, you know?
Yeah.
Extreme swords.
Yeah.
So Drew hits Moss with the Claymore, and then Jeff hits the Swanton Bomb for the win. All right, great.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Cesaro versus Ridge Holland with Sheamus on commentary because he's now Holland's mentor.
Clearly, you put Holland over here. Let him get a nice win over Lesnar.
Oh, Holland dominates for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But then Cesaro wins with a roll-up.
With a what?
With a roll-up.
Yeah. Pretty soon, we're just going to add a snap to the soundboard.
Fruity fruit roll-up.
Fruit roll-up.
I can snap. I don't need a soundboard to snap.
Well, your fingers are going to get rubbed raw.
Oh, I can't do it. Someone else snap for me.
They're raw.
Oh, God. I am inevitable. Oh, shit. I can't do it.
Roll-ups are inevitable.
Right. You should get that clip like, I am inevitable.
Yes.
Roll up.
Next up, we have Rick Boogs versus Angel.
Boobs.
In a Thanksgiving leftovers throwdown match.
No.
Yeah.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Yeah.
So Boogs puts Angel in the abdominal stretch.
Uh-huh.
But Humberto distracts Boogs by playing his guitar on the table
Which
of leftovers.
He was about to play Angel like a guitar.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
It's like, one of his moves.
You guys ready to rock?
Nibble
somehow. So Nakamura kicks Humberto, and Humberto goes through the table of leftovers.
I thought that was cool.
But then Angel super kicks Boogs and hits the wing clipper for the win.
Sure.
Yeah.
Again, why is Nakamura the Intercontinental Champion if he's in a tag team now?
Correct.
And he's not defending the Intercontinental Championship.
He's not even fighting the tag champs.
No.
You know, the title's a big deal. Right? And Roman Reigns is the champ. He only fights on pay-per-views mostly for the title.
Correct.
We need a mid-card title.
Yeah.
That we can defend on this show like once a month, twice a month.
Sure.
Do we have one?
Nope.
No, we don't.
How does that make any sense?
I know.
It's such a waste. It's literally my favorite title, and no one defends it.
When was the last time this was defended?
Even Damian Priest defended the freaking U.S. title.
Eric, don't ask me questions. I have no fucking clue.
Well, tune into trivia later.
Yeah.
It should be.
Wasn't it like this with his last title run?
Yes. He never defended it, and then he just lost it, like, randomly to, I think, Balor, right, or something
As a bad
like
guy didn't defend it. As a good guy doesn't defend it.
Or maybe he beat Balor for it on the pre-show. It was Balor Nakamura on a pre-show.
He beat him.
And Nakamura beat Balor for it on the pre-show.
And then he lost it.
And then
to
he held
Sami
it for a couple
Zane,
months.
Right?
Yeah, but no, but didn't he? No, it was Nakamura, Sami Zayn, and Cesaro defended it against Braun, but it was like a. Oh, no, Braun. I don't fucking remember.
Oh, my God.
Braun had it, and then the three of them. Who cares? This belt sucks.
Ever since they made it ugly, it's sucked.
Right. It's like, oh, we made the belt ugly and we don't want to show it anymore.
Who did he defend it against? It was like a month ago, maybe?
No, let's do this for trivia later.
Apollo?
I'm not going to know the answer.
Did he defend it against Apollo?
You guys will
Let's just
laugh.
Do trivia now.
Trivia now. When was the last time he... So here's his match history going backwards. He didn't put it up for grabs against Angel like 2 weeks ago, but he pinned Angel. Uh-huh. But it wasn't for the title.
Yeah, no.
On the road, when they went to England, I guess, earlier in November.
Yeah.
That's a house show?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was five straight house shows he pinned Jinder Mahal, all for the Intercontinental Championship.
Shanky, what are you, Shanky?
Doesn't count.
That was his competition.
Doesn't count.
Jinder Mahal.
That's not canon.
The last time he defended the title was on, WWE Live Super Show. That doesn't even count either.
No, that doesn't count.
Seth Rollins for the title.
No.
Friday Night SmackDown, September 24th.
September 24th. 2 months. It's over 2 months since he defended the title. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Cruz, I guess, like Eric said.
Yeah, Apollo Cruz.
Okay. Good
wow. player.
Good yeah. player.
September. And then before that, we got to go back to August 22nd when he successfully defended it against Apollo Cruz.
Yeah.
Before that, August 13th when he defended it against Apollo Cruz. No, that's when he won it. Okay. In the cage.
So one title defense. It is just like his last reign.
Yeah.
It's just like his last reign.
Wow.
Good God. And now one he's just...
And since August.
Now he's doing tag team stuff.
Should we do title reigns for Shinsuke? Just one. Yeah. one
defense.
Defense.
Yeah. Backstage, Kayla asks Adam Pearce about Brock Lesnar. But then we watch the highlights of Brock kicking his ass. And then we cut back to Pearce. And he's like looking up. It's like, were we just inside Pierce's brain?
Yes. He's like, oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
So we were in Pierce's brain reliving the attack from Brock with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a video package in his brain.
Of course.
In his brain, it was a video package with music.
He's a company man.
The producer's like, I have a feeling I know what he's thinking.
Yeah. The producer in his brain.
Yeah.
This is like when we see like a wrestler, like what they're dreaming.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Or like when Hulk Hogan saw the Ultimate Warrior. I think that was, what was that? That was WCW.
WCW,
right?
Yeah.
And then I think similar, they did that in TNA as well. But yeah, it's ridiculous. Man. They've been doing this a lot lately where like a backstage segment, it's like, hey, so what about this? And then we watch a video package for 2 minutes and then we come back and it's like, eh?
Yeah.
What about that?
Right.
It's just awkward.
It's like, well, where did they watch it?
Exactly. At least before they'd be like, let's throw to the TV, but there is no TV.
Yeah.
She's like, so I hear his suspension might be lifted. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Hold on.
Three minutes later.
Just stand there.
Yeah.
Just put the microphone back in.
She's like, let's watch that video.
What are you doing? What are we
like? Right on his on his forehead.
Yeah,
right. We're gonna put this camera in your ear and push it to your brain.
Bring ready? In the X-ray machine.
Yeah,
right.
Have you seen Inception? We're gonna share a dream so we could see Brock Lesnar kick your ass in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's your subconscious.
Yeah,
your subconscious
Stick
is Brock
this
Lesnar
in your vein.
Yeah. So Pierce says, I haven't heard any update on Brock Lesnar's indefinite suspension. But stranger things have happened around here. But when you consider the damage Brock did, the property damage, the medical bills, or the therapy sessions.
Boom! Award nominee.
Brock Lesnar is a menace. Therapy and I would be shocked sessions. If that suspension was lifted anytime soon.
Yeah. So, foreshadowing.
Spoiler alert. Next up, Michael Cole interviews Charlotte Flair in the ring. I guess they're trying to make him like Tony Schiavone in AEW.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he'll cut to Michael Cole at the announce desk.
Yeah. I heard Bailey was watching this and she was like,
shut up, Michael.
Yeah. She didn't like him.
Oh,
and again,
Bailey.
He's when like, you know, a lot of times I don't like Tony Schiavone either, but if he's interviewing someone in the ring, he asks a question.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Cole tells Charlotte, you must be disappointed in your loss to Becky Lynch at Survivor Series. And then that's it. And then he just leave the ring. You're finished.
Yeah.
You're worthless at this point.
Right.
So Charlotte points out that Becky cheated to win, and she says, I'm still the most dominant woman in sports entertainment. But then Toni Storm comes out, and she's like, I told you you would lose to Becky. I'm here. Let's do this.
Yeah. Bye, Michael.
Charlotte talks some trash and then takes a swing, but Storm ducks and throws Charlotte out of the ring.
Nice.
Tony goes after her.
Uh-huh.
But then Charlotte grabs a pie from the leftovers table and shoves it in Tony's face.
Love a good cream pie.
That was... Oh, my God.
Damn you, Eric.
I was literally about to say that. Well done. So, Tony Storm is a babyface. Charlotte's a heel. Someone threw a pie. You're a babyface. Someone throws... Cream pie is one.
One. One cream pie.
There will be more.
Yeah.
You're a babyface. A heel just pied you in the face.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she cried
about it. A heel just cream pied you. Gotcha.
What do you do about it?
Yeah.
Nothing. You just stand there.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
And then Charlotte, she just stands there. Charlotte grabs another pie and shoves it in her face again. And then
sloppy seconds.
Tony still just stands there like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
As Charlotte walks away.
Yeah.
Dear God.
Right. Maybe she's never been cream pied before, and you don't know. Maybe
it's a weird feeling when you've been cream pied.
Two cream pies.
Tell me more, Joe.
Yeah. Like. I mean, not bad. No. Ah, shit.
It's really awkward later when you have to take a shit. Anyways.
JBL?
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
That's our podcast.
But like, okay, are you trying to build up Toni Storm or do you hate her?
You hate her.
Clearly they hate her.
I don't understand this because baby faces are supposed to be cool and brave. But she just stands there like a total bitch.
They're rehearsing this, and Vince is like, now can you piss your pants?
Yeah.
I did it once.
Right.
Just piss. And Charlotte, she's scary.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
No, I can't.
I don't get why you would do this. We know Tony's not going to beat Charlotte anyway, but...
Right.
So just stand there and take a pie to the face, and then another pie to the face.
A second pie to the face.
Two cream pies.
I wonder if Charlotte just...
Back.
I wonder if Charlotte was just like, yeah, she's going to stand there anyway. I'm just going to pie her in the face again.
Right.
Fuck it. But just awfulness.
Right.
Awfulness.
Ooh, can't wait for this to show up on like what Pornhub. Like buff woman delivers two cream pies.
to 80s rock star. What?
Yes.
Next up, we have Sasha Banks and Naomi versus Natalya and Shayna Baszler. Backstage before the match, Sasha complains to Sonya Deville that if Naomi were on Team SmackDown, they would have won at Survivor Series. Because of you, Sasha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that.
Right, right.
Sasha mocks Sonya for turning into a suit, and Sonya says, damn right I'm wearing a suit. I guess that makes me the boss. Sonya was also on commentary for this match, and Naomi won with a botched sunset flip roll-up on Natalya. Guess she proved Sonya wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God Natalya just randomly jumps on her back in the middle of a match.
Right.
Has Naomi ever had a match where she doesn't botch something?
Mm. Check the footage.
Sources say no. After the match, Naomi walks up to Sonya like, what's up? Did you see that? And Sonya's like, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Sonya just claps and says, well done. Well done.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
I mean, if you're just going to have people botch shit all the time, you could have kept the Iconics.
Exactly.
Come on.
Definitely.
Damn.
Next up, we have another Kill Bill ripoff video for Xia Li.
Yep.
Another cartoon where she beat up the bully in her school as a kid.
Sure.
And she's coming soon to AEW after she's future endeavored. All right.
Whoa. AEW.
Yeah.
That's Impact at best. I
could see her on YouTube. AEW Dark.
NWA Power with three R's.
No, they love, New Japan stars, obviously.
Yeah.
Well. Next up, we have the Black Friday Invitational Battle Royal.
She's Chinese. That's racist.
That's pretty racist.
Yeah. Wow. Jesus, Joe.
Backstage before the match, Pierce posts the list of the participants on the wall. Is this Saved by the Bell?
Clearly.
Were they auditioning for a play?
Uh-huh.
You mean High School Musical? Well, I'm sure they did it on Saved by the Bell.
They did it on Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah.
What? What is happening? Then Drew McIntyre walks up, and Sheamus tells him, you didn't make the cut. And he laughs and walks away. And
that's the end of that. They never mentioned it
so
again.
So everyone who made the cut comes out for the Battle Royal.
Mm-hmm.
They're about to start, but then Drew McIntyre runs to the ring with a sword.
Like a fucking psychopath.
Like a psychopath. And he tries to cut Umberto's head off.
Right.
Thankfully, Umberto ducks.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then everyone jumps over the top ropes, eliminating themselves.
Yeah.
Correct.
Drew wins.
He then tries to cut Angel's head off, but he ducks as well.
Are you keeping a tab of this?
No.
Head cut
this
off?
Was such a like Hulk Hogan move.
Right.
Like when Hulk Hogan lost in the Royal Rumble and then he cheated to help Flair eliminate Sid.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, you're not going to put me in the thing, brother? Well, then I'm just going to come to the ring with a sword and cut everyone's head off.
Right.
Like, oh, Jesus. So after the break, though, McIntyre's gone and the Battle Royal starts.
I guess
so. He just came to the ring to cut heads off.
I guess they sniped him and then dragged his dead carcass out.
Yeah.
What was the good guy going to do if he actually connected on any of those?
Cut their heads off.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
Like, I guess I'm healed now.
That just shows you it
no, can't, you're going to jail.
It can't be a real sword that he brings out there because they wouldn't let him take that much of a... Like, that was pretty close.
Right.
Oh, it's a prop sword, obviously.
Fucking trips and impales himself.
But I think before he used to come to the
Faces
ring...
Faces of death, WWE.
Before he used to come to the ring, it was like a real sword because he would just shove it in the stage.
Yeah.
He would just shove it in there.
Yeah, shove it in that little hole.
The dark side of the ring guys are like... Get the producers!
Right.
We can have this in
Vince
2 weeks.
Told him to use a real sword. And he cut Angel's head clean off. It landed in the crowd, and this little kid caught it.
And the weird thing is, he was, like, blinking for a few seconds there.
Yeah. So, all right, the Battle Royal starts.
And Flair's like, and everyone still blames me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
So Drew Gulak is eliminated first, and Pat McAfee said Gulak was favored to win this thing. What a surprise.
Oh, my God. It's funny.
Moss eliminated Mace, which, by the way, Mace is Mace again.
Oh.
We saw him at Survivor Series when Vince brought the egg and Mace was Dio Madden.
Uh-huh.
Cosplaying.
For that little moment.
He's cosplaying. It's like Superman Clark Kent.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
In the shittiest way possible.
Or like Shitman.
Clark Kent.
But they gave Moss a lot of... They had him eliminate Mace. They had Moss eliminate...
Shanky!
Mm-hmm. And then Moss tried to eliminate Corbin...
Oh, whoa,
but
whoa.
But then stops.
They're friends.
And they laugh about it.
Okay.
But then Corbin throws out Moss.
Uh-huh.
And Moss laughs.
Is pissed.
No, he laughs hysterically, and he's like, ah, you got me. You got me.
Hey, what? You think we should have maybe worked together in a battle royal, and then I could have jumped out, you moron?
Yeah,
no.
No.
All right.
So the final four was Sheamus, Ricochet, Corbin, and Jeff Hardy, or so we thought. Sheamus bro kicks Ricochet. He's gone. Corbin and Sheamus team up on Hardy, but then Corbin turns on Sheamus and throws him out. You didn't just see what he did to his friend,
right.
Sheamus?
Come on.
And then Hardy throws out Corbin. The bell rings.
Which is the end of a... Hold on. Yep, the end of a match is when the bell rings.
WWE bylaws.
Right,
Hardy's
right
music hits.
Oh, that's for sure means it's over.
He's announced as the winner.
Over.
Mm-hmm. Jeff celebrates on the second rope, but then Sami Zayn comes back in the ring and pushes Jeff to the floor. The bell rings again.
Uh-huh.
And now Sami is announced the winner.
Sami's shitty music hits.
Kayla congratulates Sami in the ring, but then says, I have just received breaking news. The suspension has been lifted. And she's like, hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Hold it.
Hold on. Is that...
Wait a minute.
What did you say to me? In my fake earpiece, Brock Lesnar's suspension has been lifted, and he will be appearing next week on Friday Night SmackDown. And then they show Adam Pearce ringside, and he shits himself.
Uh-huh.
And then they show Roman Reigns backstage, and he looks pissed.
So what does this have to do with Sammy getting a title shot?
Everything.
What, Brock Lesnar's just going to declare himself the winner of the Friday Battle Royal?
He'll eat Sammy.
Well, it's inside of me, so I guess it's my shot.
Who lifted the suspension? Oh, it was...
Who are you?
Yeah, you know, him.
That guy.
Clearly Vince.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Brock's going to interrupt the title match because if he interrupts a Jeff Hardy title match, then that's heelish for Brock.
Correct.
So he's got to interrupt Sami Zayn because... Even though I'd be up for seeing Sami Zayn as the champ.
Correct, I would.
But whatever.
It won't ever happen.
Again, it doesn't make sense to do heel versus heel where both guys are super heels. Yeah.
Super douchebag heels, yeah.
But whatever, that's the end of SmackDown. On to Raw, we start with Seth freaking Rollins, and he has some breaking news of his own. He's facing Big E for the WWE Championship at the Day One pay-per-view on January 1st. But then Finn Balor comes out and attacks him and hits him with the steel steps this time.
Ah.
Getting some revenge there.
And then a fan tackles Finn Balor.
No.
No.
No, 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 no. Okay. No, no, that's no. Too soon.
I mean, I thought role reverse was right here. How the turntables.
Yes. So we got Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins. Balor immediately drop kicks Seth into the turnbuckle and sets up for the coup de grace, but Seth rolls out of the ring, so Balor dives onto him. We go to commercial.
Mm-hmm.
In the end of the match, Seth thumbs Balor in the eye, knocks him down, and hits the curb stomp for the win. Backstage, Kevin Owens tells Seth, I have news as well. If I beat Big E tonight, then I get added to the title match at Day One.
Oh.
Rollins doesn't believe him.
Yeah, right, man.
Hey, don't take my word for it, Seth. Go ask Adam Pearce. He's the bald guy over there.
You're right, a jokester, there. All right?
Look, I'm sorry.
All right.
But go talk to Pearce.
The bald guy who shit his pants.
Go talk to Pearce. I'm going to be added in this title match.
Go talk.
And then when I lose to Big E, it'll be the last time you ever see me. Because then I'm going to be Kevin Steen on AEW Dynamite. So farewell, Seth. I'm going off to bigger and better things. So
I'll say hi to your boy.
Yeah. Later in the show, I'm sorry, Pierce or Seth goes to Pierce, and Pierce tells him, I haven't spoken to Owens. It's not true. So Seth walks away happy, but then Sonya walks up and says, it's not a bad idea. I thought Sonya was going to walk up and say, oh, yeah, no, I told Owens if he beats Big E, then he gets added.
Right.
That would have made
more
sense.
On Raw, she's a face, and SmackDown, she's a heel.
Right. No,
yeah. I don't know.
But later in the show, Pierce and Deville change their mind, and Rollins flips out. We'll get to the rest of that later. Mm. Next up, we go backstage in Vince McMahon's office.
Oh, God.
He's still here.
Oh,
Vince McMahon never left. I'm starting to think his mind is no longer in mint condition.
No.
Oh, my God.
Simpsons.
Yeah.
Best.
It is.
You know that episode?
No.
Of course not at all.
I like this little Homer thing. That's cute.
Yeah. So Austin Theory walks in, and he asks the boss, how are you doing? And this is Vince's response.
Hey, good friend. How are you? How are you, Mr. McMahon? They don't really want to know how I am. They really don't care. I would say, well, how am I doing? I say, I've got irritable bowel syndrome. I have an ingrown toenail and an earache. That's how I'm doing. That's phony. That's phony crap.
Uh-huh.
That was crickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the chances Vince doesn't know that this is a TV show anymore and he just thinks this is real life?
Very high.
Because that seems like something that he just told someone like 5 minutes before they taped this.
Right.
They're like, hey, Vince, you good? You doing all right? He's like, oh, stupid. Why don't you ask me how I'm doing?
Yeah.
I hate that shit. That's bull fucking shit.
That's bull fucking shit.
And he's
shit.
Whispering now. You can't even understand what he's... You have to really pay attention. You have to turn your volume up on your TV to even fucking understand.
Maybe
him.
He's making fun of us because that's what we do when we... You know, Vince...
Ask me how I'm doing. I don't care.
I sound like crickets.
I have irritable bowel syndrome. I have an ingrown toenail. And I wear a diaper because I shit myself. 10 times a day I shit my pants. I'm as quiet as crickets. Yeah. So Vince tells Theory, all right, you're going to sit here tonight and we're gonna watch the show together. And if you ever steal from me again, I'll kill you.
I'll fucking kill you.
I'll kill you.
Wow. With the killing, again, we're back with the killing.
The next week he's like, Austin Theory, you're going to be the Blue Blazer. You're going to come down from the top of the stadium. It's going to be great. Here's this wire.
That doesn't look very sturdy.
Trust me. Paper clips are fine.
Yeah.
If it was good enough for Owen, it's good enough for you.
Oh, God.
So we'll get back to this. But next up, we have the contract signing for Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan.
This was a great segment.
Yeah, Sonya started off saying, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the contract signing for Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan.
And here they come.
Please welcome it. It's right here. Please welcome it.
Yeah.
Yet.
Sonya says the title match will happen next week on Raw.
What?
Yeah. Becky tells the Long Island crowd, you guys must be upset. You guys don't have title matches around here because the Islanders certainly haven't won one in a long time.
I don't watch hockey. I don't know.
Liv tells Becky to shut up for once, and she signs the contract. And then Liv mocks Becky for crying about Charlotte after beating her at Survivor Series, and we watch it on the big screen. And it certainly felt like this was like a real promo from Becky Lynch.
Right.
Like, she's crying about how her and Charlotte used to be best friends. She mentioned they almost died in a car accident together.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it seemed very real. Then Liv tells Becky, you're the reason why your friend is gone.
Who are you?
Yeah.
I don't know who she's talking about.
Right.
Was she friends with Nia Jax or something?
No.
Or is it Charlotte?
Charlotte. Yeah.
Okay. She says, just like your big, fat, greedy contract is the reason why my friends are gone.
That... Can I get an air horn on that?
Sure.
Yeah. No, that was great.
Ruby Soho's like, no, I'm good. I'm good here. Thanks.
Right. Have you watched me on the show? I'm doing fantastic.
I'm going to finally win a belt.
Yeah.
But no, Liv was really good here. Take a listen.
So tell me, how does it feel knowing that you become everything you once despised? You resented Charlotte Flair for making you her number two, and you want me to be yours? Ha! Okay. Well, unfortunately for you, I learned from all your past mistakes. You're not the Becky I once admired, and I'm not the Liv that you left behind. So if my punch last week wasn't enough to show you what I'm capable of now, then maybe this next one will...
Yeah, so she tries to go after Becky.
Yeah.
But Sony gets in between them. Becky then pitches for a match tonight. Team Liv versus Team Becky in a 10-woman tag team match. And Liv accepts and turns heel because who wants to see that?
Hey, remember before brand supremacy bullshit? This would have been a Survivor Series match.
Right.
Hey, remember how bad the Survivor Series was?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that, but without cool eliminations.
Correct.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, what...
You mean
Corbin?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
So fucking frustrating.
Yeah. Next up, we have the Dirty Dogs versus RK Bro for the Raw Tag Titles.
Again.
My God.
Probably.
Kofi's like, no, fuck you. Don't hit my button.
Backstage.
Leave me out of this.
Yeah. Backstage before the match, Riddle tells Randy, I thought since I dressed as you last week, you were going to dress like me this week. So Orton says, if you thought I was going to ride your scooter down to the ring barefoot, then you're more brain dead than I originally thought.
Mm.
Riddle asks Randy to close his eyes, and then he puts a blonde wig on his head. Orton sees himself in a mirror and tells Riddle, you have 2 seconds to take this off my head, and Riddle immediately does. As for the match, Riddle hits Orton's draping DDT. And then Riddle and Orton go for double RKOs, but they can't connect. Dolph hits Orton with the zigzag, but Orton kicks out. Ziggler goes for a super kick, but Orton counters with an RKO for the win.
All right.
Why not let them hit the double RKOs?
Right. Would have been cooler.
Why not? Right.
So there you go.
Yep.
Next up, we have the return of Edge.
There it is.
I mean, it was right after this. Orton should have just been like, everyone, welcome back. My best friend who I tried to murder. Over and over again. Edge.
But now I'm good, so let's bump uglies.
Yeah, they'll be tagging soon. Bump uglies. Edge says there's a whole new set of opponents that I could sink my teeth into.
Ooh.
Like AJ Styles.
Yes.
Woo! Kevin Owens.
Yes. Yay!
Finn Balor. Oh, yes. My God.
Kenny Damian Omega. Priest.
Oh. All right.
What? No.
Wait. That was crickets.
Damian Priest, Big E. And
yeah. Sure.
Everyone's excited, but then the music hits and it's the return of The Miz.
Uh-huh.
And Maurice.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Morrison, but
no. Yeah. No, that was
gone.
She was
no, much better.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. Yeah.
So Miz is jealous that Edge was advertised for his return but not himself. Mm. So Miz hypes up the return of his wife, which probably got him some brownie points in the hotel room that night.
Yeah. You know they've had the sex at least twice.
The sex.
At least twice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Edge apologizes to Miz and says, I thought you were still painting yourself like a genie and dancing.
Sick burn.
Because they did show those highlights
Sick burn.
Of him
Sick burn.
As the genie from Aladdin.
Yeah.
Wow.
on Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
Maurice tells Edge, while you were chopping wood, my husband was being the most entertaining, the most charismatic, and the best dancer on that whole show. But Edge says, didn't he come in ninth place? And Miz says, in my mind, I won. The reason why I placed where I placed was because the most devoted fan base in all of entertainment forgot to vote for me. Then Edge gets the crowd to chant, Miz sucks. Miz tells Edge, 6 months ago, I was WWE champion. When's the last time you had a major title? Oh, that's right. You were the opening match when I was main eventing against John Cena at WrestleMania.
Bam, 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 bam.
Sick burn.
Yeah.
And then Edge says, oh, does little Mizzy need a pat on the back? And then, yeah, he gives him one.
You made it here, standing across the ring from me, staring me in the eyes from Tough Enough. You wrote notes on your hands and went all the way to the main event of WrestleMania against John Cena with The Rock as special enforcer, and you beat him. Yeah, you did that. And yeah, I did jerk the curtain that night. I did that. You have people on other shows saying your name just to get a cheap reaction.
Wow. Yeah. So there you go. Mentioning the whole Punk thing.
Yeah.
From Dynamite.
Edge can get away with that.
Well, of course. He's
mentioning a lot of that.
Yeah.
Really.
Jerk the curtain. I guess that's first match.
Yes.
It's like a wrestling term.
Curtain jerker.
Yeah. Yeah. Edge also tells Miz, I fought to get this small window back. While you use this to get notoriety for your next endeavor, while you leave your partners high and dry to get fired. I think it's funny how WWE has decided to get heat on the heels by trying to blame them for the wrestlers being let go.
Yeah, what is that?
Right.
Like Becky, you're the reason why my friends got fired. And then Edge, you let John Morrison get fired.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
They made the decision on that.
Yeah.
Right.
So Edge tells Miz, you demand respect, but I earn it. Miz says, you want to dance with me? And he acts like he's going to fight him, but then he says no and he bails. Like, this is a cool segment, but we've already seen Edge versus The Miz.
Yeah, correct.
Like, is this going to be Miz and Maurice versus Edge and Beth Phoenix?
Yep.
No.
I mean, I don't know. Why is Maurice back?
I don't think she's right, wrestling. No. Just because she's cool.
Beth Phoenix has like been she's been doing the Royal Rumbles.
Their gear said Miz and Mrs. Maybe it's to promote. Maybe there's a new season coming out soon.
No, but I mean, Maurice is good at being like a heel.
But
manager.
You could see it happening,
like it's a heel valet.
I guess
you could definitely see it happening.
Sure.
Right.
Oh God. Sure.
You know.
Yeah. What else do you have Edge doing?
Right. Yeah.
I mean. Now that he's feuding with The Miz, we'll probably never get to see Edge versus Kevin Owens.
Oh, that's right.
Matches you'll never get to see, like Finn Balor, Kevin Owens.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
AJ Styles.
Because I'm leaving. You're going bye-bye. To Canada? No. No, not to Canada.
No.
Well, for a little while.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, for about 90 days. No, I think when his contract is running out, so we don't have to worry about that. He can just do what Adam Cole did.
Yeah.
Show up the next day.
He probably fucking would, too.
Yeah.
Just, why not? Right? Like, oh, what a difference 2 days makes.
Yeah. That's good.
Faux show.
Next
Eric's
up.
Back.
Yeah. Eric show.
Next up, we have the Street Profits versus the Alpha Academy.
Same old Monday Night Raw.
AJ Styles on commentary, Omos is behind him, but Styles is acting blind because of the Street Profits spraying him with the fire extinguisher last week.
Yeah.
For the love of God, please give us Edge versus Styles at Mania.
Yes. So
please break him up with Omos before
so we
then.
Can get rid of this stupid tag team bullshit.
Yeah.
So they can realize that Omos is crap and get rid of him.
Right.
Or
AJ Styles. One of the best wrestlers in wrestling, period, right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he's doing...
Dominique bullshit!
Yeah.
That's what he's been reduced to.
Right.
So despite being blind, AJ hops on the apron to distract Montez Ford, but it doesn't work. And Ford hits the frog splash on Gable for the win.
Wow.
Backstage, Vince asks Austin Theory, so what did you think of AJ Styles' surprise? He's like, what surprise? The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And Theory says, I thought it was great. But Vince is like, no, it wasn't. You could see that coming a mile away.
You got to be more prepared. Suck my dick.
Okay, good.
Suck I'm your manager now. Get back under that table, damn it.
Cradle the balls.
Bring out the deer. Come here, Austin.
No. Now look.
Are you ready to join the Are you ready to join the Eat My Ass Club?
I thought it was the Kiss My Ass Club.
It used to be. Yeah. Ready to fuck a deer club? Join the fuck a deer club. I made Austin do it. Look how big of a star he got.
Right. Next up, we have Apollo Crews versus Damian Priest for the United States Championship. Commander Aziz interferes one too many times, so the ref ejects him.
Yeah, sure.
And then Priest snaps, and he hits Crews with the Reckoning for the win. All right, next up, we have...
He chokeslams Crews over the rope into the ring, and Jimmy Smith is like, great ring awareness, getting him over that rope to chokeslam him.
Yeah.
Great it's like, ring. Well, no, why wouldn't you just chokeslam him on the fucking apron? Yeah. The hardest part of the ring.
Yeah.
That's science.
Science.
Science. Yeah.
Wrestling science.
That was probably Vince, like, telling Jimmy Smith to say that.
You better say it.
While Austin Theory was sucking on his nuts.
Right.
So there you go. Priest retains.
Well, that's what it was. Vince had his headset on and...
Hey, say great ring awareness. Hey, no teeth, you fucking idiot.
No, he was...
Suck on... Hey, you stole my egg? Suck on these eggs.
God damn.
He's like, oh, you got the shaft. That's great ring awareness.
These eggs are worth...
The ring is my dick. These eggs are worth more than $100 million. And they're older, too. I need you to get Biggie... Sorry. I need you to get Biggie... That's tremendous. Great job. Oh, my God. You just made me bust a nut.
I love you.
Yeah. Next up, we have Rey and Dominic Mysterio versus the Hurt Business.
Who are you?
We haven't even seen all of the Hurt Business together since they got back together.
That we have not.
Fair. Since they've gotten back together, we have not seen Lashley, Cedric Alexander, Shelton Benjamin, and MVP together.
Correct.
That has not happened.
Nope.
This is fucking ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Why did they even do this?
Right.
So Rey and Dominic get a double 619, then Dominic hits Cedric with a frog splash for the win.
MVP must be like selling like franchises or something of the Hurt Business. He's like, we don't want anything to do with it, but you can buy the name
then,
from
like,
us.
Later in the show, they just show a random video package for Bobby Lashley, but it's a babyface video package.
Yeah.
He's like, I was in the military, I fought for my country, and then I was an all-state wrestler. Like, it's like, what is this?
Yeah. Didn't you just try to murder Goldberg?
Yeah.
And just like that, he's a face.
Perfect.
I don't know.
Face turn.
Next up, we have Team Liv versus Team Becky. We have Liv, Bianca Belair.
Everybody.
24/7 champion Dana Brooke.
That's still a thing?
It happened last week. Rhea Ripley, Nikki A.S.H. versus Becky, Queen Zelina, Carmella, Doudrop, and Tamina. AKA all the women on Raw.
Everyone. Right.
Good girls versus bad girls.
Backstage before the match, we see Reggie talking with Dana Brooke while she holds the belt.
Mm-hmm.
And he does nothing. This is your whole life, Reggie. Right. Mm-hmm. Just you can't roll her up?
No. Well, he's got to kind of grab under her. He doesn't want
to. She also walks to the ring. Dana Brooke walks to the ring.
Uh-huh.
None of them care
to
even roll her up. Mm-mm. The heels come out. None of them care to roll her up or take that belt. That's all the women. She's never going to lose this fucking belt.
Nope.
None of the women want the belt.
Clearly.
She's got it. Retire it. Retired. Eat it.
Eat it.
Bring Braun back just to fucking eat it and then shit it out into a fucking garbage can.
Yeah.
Light that garbage can on fire.
It'll be the new hardcore title.
Then throw that into an incinerator and then put the ashes inside a jar and drop it to the bottom of the fucking ocean.
What else after that?
I don't know. Blow up the earth so that you can never bring it back. Yeah.
Right.
Just to be sure. So Liv and Becky start off the match, but they only go for about 30 seconds. Correct. Becky tags out. After everyone gets their shit in, Tamina super kicks Liv, but Liv kicks out. And then Liv hits Tamina with Oblivion for the win.
Mm-hmm. Oblivion.
Yes. Becky attacks Liv right after the match and everyone brawls. Belair gives Doudrop a spine buster.
I didn't get this. Like, this match was Team Becky versus Team Liv.
Yeah.
And then after the match, you're showcasing Bianca Belair and Doudrop?
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
Is it to be like, oh, don't forget, this is a feud.
Right.
Like, no, you have Becky and Liv immediately attack each other.
Right. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then Becky goes for the manhandle slam, but Liv counters with an arm drag and then hits Becky with Oblivion. So she gets a little moment there.
Right.
Says she's going to lose next week.
Which Becky kind of no-sold.
She's rolled out of the ring. And,
yeah.
Backstage, Vince asks Theory what he thought of this match. And again, Theory says, it was great. And Vince says, you have to expect the unexpected. And then he gets upset at Theory for looking that way. Why are you looking that way?
He's got dumb face.
Stop looking that way, damn it. What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
What are with his cheeks? Where are those cheeks from, Vince? Yeah. How much were those cheeks?
You know what I need? Cheeks.
Like, they're so giant.
Can you make me look young again?
No.
Can you give me giant cheeks? Can you do it anyway?
just do it anyway. It's fine. You look like an alien. Like, well, I look like a 75-year-old man, because that's my age. We can make you look like a 75-year-old alien.
Do it.
You got it. So then later, like after the commercial break and a couple video packages, Vince asks Theory,
so what have you learned tonight?
And Theory says, when it comes to surprises, you got to be prepared. Expect the unexpected. And then Vince says, I think you've got it. Have a good night. Vince goes for a handshake, but then he slaps Theory hard in the face.
Slaps the shit out of him.
Yeah. And then Vince sits back down and says,
you've got a lot to learn. Right. I can slap you at any fucking second.
Right.
Be prepared for that.
Yeah.
Theory's like, you've got a lot to learn. It's 2021. I'm going to call my attorney.
Right.
My boss just bitch slapped me on national TV.
What are you, nuts? This is the 90s.
Yeah.
I'm going to sue you.
Like, what is this? What is this?
I don't know.
No one can explain it.
No one.
Right.
He's like, Vince McMahon, this is your life. Live on Monday Night Raw.
This is my life? Good God.
I'll take this young man under my cock wing and teach him everything he needs to know.
I just don't. Everyone they're quote unquote pushing, they just humiliate on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Finally, the main event, we have Kevin Owens versus Big E with Seth Rollins on commentary, rooting for Big E for obvious reasons. Owens gets kicked out of the ring and Seth taunts him, so Owens slaps him in the face and he dares Seth to do something back. Later in the match, Owens acts like he's going to go on the top turnbuckle, but then he leaves the ring and pummels Seth, and his strategy worked because then Seth got in the ring and attacked Owens for the DQ.
Smart heel.
Owens leaves the ring, Seth super kicks Big E and hits him with a curb stomp, and then Mike Rome... I think it was Mike Rome. He announces that, you know, Kevin Owens has been added to the championship match for the day one pay-per-view. And then Rollins throws a fit. He was...
like he didn't realize what he had done.
No, because he snapped. He went so crazy that he didn't realize. And then he throws a fit.
Blind with rage.
For the end of the show.
So much for being the architect, idiot.
Yep. All right.
That's the end of Raw.
Mm. Oh, God. Oof.
All right, let's give awards.
It's like trying to eat bad food.
I know.
Yeah.
Let's give awards. Who was your worst dressed?
Mine was actually Edge. You look like a homeless man.
Yeah, it's kind of his thing now.
Yeah, homeless Edge.
Homeless Edge. I had Natalia with her weird red outfit.
Okay.
I had Seth Rollins with his suit. I think he just decides to do that because he wants to win an award on this show.
Maybe. Yeah. Channeling Brother Love. I mean, it wasn't a white suit, but, you know, with the red shirt.
Mick Foley tweeted, what the hell was Seth Rollins wearing? And then Rollins replied, like, oh, yes, Mr. Fashion Mick Foley.
Flannel never goes out of style.
No.
Best dressed?
Maurice.
It's
been a minute.
Sweepies.
Worst acting?
Vincent McMahon. Why don't you ask me how I'm doing?
It's so hard to not pick.
Why would anyone ask me?
Adam Pearce was so bad, too.
I had Vince. Yep. Best acting?
I had Becky. Becky was great.
I had Edge.
I had Edge, yeah. Right.
Worst comment?
Stop looking that way! Damn it!
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Anything Vince said, really.
Anything.
Is it that the direction of, like, the television where you're supposedly watching Raw?
Or do you want him staring into the camera?
He just keeps wanting to look at him. No, he's like, look at me.
Look at me. Never stop looking at me.
Best comment?
you're the reason your friend is gone, just like your big, fat, greedy contract is the reason my friends are gone. Hmm. Like, I like how she worked in, like, the whole, like, budget cut bullshit.
Right.
Yeah.
Lived it.
I had the Gulak comment. He was the favorite in this match.
Yeah, that's good.
I had Edge mentioning AEW.
Okay, yeah.
You know, that's good. CM Punk without mentioning his name. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Worst match?
Mine was Cesaro versus Ridge Holland. It was stupid. Sheamus and commentary, trash.
Thanksgiving leftovers.
Yeah, that was mine.
Sure.
Super slow-mo.
10-woman tag.
72-woman tag.
Yep. Best match?
I had Seth versus Balor.
Same here.
Yeah, it's probably the best.
Yeah.
Worst move?
Bringing the sword to the ring.
Fucked up.
Because what are you... Are you going to murder? Is that your intention? Murder. You're going to murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
I had Naomi's botch to win a match.
Okay.
Best move?
I had the Kinshasa to Humberto. Because then he like fell through the table.
Yeah,
like
that's what I had. Whatever.
He gave him the Kinshasa?
Yeah.
He just kicked his leg.
A Kinshasa to the leg.
The Kinshasa's not on a leg. Yeah, all right, he kicked his leg. I had KO attacking Seth, like pretending he was going to go on the top rope and then just attacking him.
All right.
Worst moment or segment?
Anything with Vince or Austin Vince Theory.
McMahon. I just put Vince McMahon.
What are you talking about?
This is such good shit.
Oh, well, God. No, it's not, Vince.
Yeah, sweep it. Best moment or segment?
I had the contract signing with Becky and Liv.
I had Edge and Miz.
That was good.
I had, like, Roman and his group's reaction to the Brock news backstage.
The rumors.
That was pretty good when they announced that he was coming back. They're like, and they're all looking at Paul. Paul's like, gizoinks.
Gizoinks. Yeah.
All right, breaking news. So according to multiple reports, the man who attacked Seth Rollins last week has intellectual disabilities.
Okay.
And he was scammed out of a lot of money by someone who was pretending to be Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
So... in his mind, Seth Rollins stole a bunch of his money, and that's why he attacked him.
Good lawyer.
Well, good lawyer. This was all on like on video of him talking about why he attacked Seth. He was like, he knows what he did.
Yeah.
And now there's like screenshots out of like this fake Seth telling the guy, you know, give me money, and he fucking did. So
right. He thought he was defending Roman Reigns' honor.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, The Undertaker recently appeared on Kevin Hart's LOL Network. They sat in ice baths, and Hart interviewed him. It was like a 13-minute segment. You could watch it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But Hart asked
The Undertaker,
who is on his Mount Rushmore of WWE?
Oh.
He's like, me.
You know what he said?
I would say...
I watched this.
Oh.
Okay, what? You have a guess?
I would guess HBK.
Okay.
Flair.
All right.
Are these are good.
Triple H.
Okay, keep going.
Say Triple H. I think he would still respect Hogan. This is Undertaker, right? And then...
he hates Hogan.
Stone Cold.
Sure.
Yeah.
The answers were Andre the Giant.
Oh, God.
The Rock.
Oh.
Yeah. Stone Cold.
Right.
And me, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andre the Giant?
He named me fourth. Yeah. So he had to think about it,
legend.
And then he named me fourth after Andre the Giant.
I'm sorry, Undertaker. Did Andre the Giant have matches with you?
Right.
Yeah. During an appearance on Talk Is Jericho, Eric's favorite wrestler of all time, Kurt Angle, said that he was very interested in WWE's pitch for him to manage Matt Riddle, but he turned it down because the money was horrible.
Well, you're a manager, so...
How about a ham sandwich? Hot dog and a handshake.
Yeah. Also, former WWE superstar Top Dollar was on Busted Open Radio recently, and he addressed the rumors that his rap on Jinder Mahal was why he was released from WWE. He said that's not the case, and Mahal went to bat for him. I didn't see that rumor, but it makes no sense.
No.
Right.
Why would Vince even watch
Jinder Mahal's going to get him fired?
Yeah. Because he has so much clout in the company.
Yeah.
Former WWE champ.
I don't know. He's still there, so he must have a little.
Yeah.
You got anything?
Yeah, I do. Mia Yim. So a few fans were concerned because she posted on her Instagram that she was selling some worn bikinis and her Xbox One and controllers. So people were like, well, you know, her and Keith Lee, they both lost their jobs. Now they have no income. So people were like, oh, God, are they broke? Uh-huh. And she's like, no, we're moving. And this is just shit we don't want to take with us.
Did she?
Bullshit.
Well, it's, what is it, bikinis that she wore?
Worn bikinis and Jesus. Her Xbox One.
Did she?
I'm sure Keith Lee had
did
one
she
too.
Sit on the Xbox? And it's like,
I mean,
bare-ass.
Xbox Ones are the, no, those are the older systems. So she probably has the new Xbox.
Of course.
It's like, well, why do I need this one?
Right. But like, they just got fired. Did they not save any money that she's got to sell her dirty bikinis?
No, she's selling it because they're moving. And she's like, otherwise it would just be thrown away.
How many pairs of bikinis have you ever sold?
Have you looked at her Instagram? She does a lot of photo shoots.
I know, but yeah, she's doing that for a money grab, not because
trust
she's
me.
Not selling it to her neighbors. Look, hey, garage sale!
There's always a fan of stuff. Like, I follow former Catalina, and she sold some ring-worn gear, and she posted on her Instagram, someone bought one of the pieces of gear.
Yeah.
So there's always fans.
She's probably got hundreds of bikinis, might as well make money rather than throw it in the trash.
Worn bikinis, correct. Underwear, whatever.
I mean, they all do that now. Zelina Vega, when she made her OnlyFans, she was doing that.
Yeah.
And that was before she got fired.
Right. Yeah. Also, Trish Stratus posted on her website, she is returning to WWE. She's going to host a live event in Toronto in December.
Yeah.
Returning to WWE?
Yeah.
Sure.
To host a live event.
What live event?
Like a house show.
Oh, come on.
In Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh, add a cream pie.
Wow. Let's hope. All right. Anything else?
Yeah. Let me see. Karrion Kross.
Who else is sailing their panties, Eric?
No.
Is Karrion Kross selling his jock strap?
Karrion Kross is selling Scarlett's panties. And up, they're all gone. Who is this Joe Pisano 11 that bought all of them?
Oh. Just want a big shout out to Joe for buying all 1,000 of her panties.
Karrion Kross mentioned that his next move is he's going to be in a movie. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the leading role, but no further details were given. So look for that coming to a streaming
big
service.
Big Hollywood blockbuster.
Streaming service near you.
Not.
Vubo.
Yeah.
Also, Braun Strowman invited him to appear at the next Control Your Narrative event, which is like...
That's EC3's
EC3, yeah.
Thing.
So... Basically, right. It's guys who were given shit characters and, like, come redeem yourself and show who you really can be.
And have a, what is it called?
Yeah.
A video match?
Sure.
What is that called? There's a name for it now.
Streaming?
No. Like, they have a, it's, you know, like the fucking Undertaker Styles match.
Oh, cinematic match.
Cinematic match. That's
yeah.
That's what
he said. Hey, you want to come here for $200 and I'll pin you?
Right.
Karrion's like, no.
Yeah.
I have one more bit of news if we're done.
Okay. I've got one last thing.
Go ahead.
So the next line of Elite's action figures was announced. So Elite Series 92. Out of the six they announced, four of them, WWE wants nothing to do with them anymore.
Oh yeah. God.
So Charlotte and Rey will have a new figure, but then they're doing like a mid-90s Flair with a Four Horsemen shirt.
Right.
And then there's an Adam Cole figure, a Scarlet, and a burnt to shit fiend figure.
No kidding.
Burnt to shit fiend.
It looks like. So, like, what?
I guess, these have been planned for a long time.
Correct.
So.
But it's like.
Come on. That's crazy.
It's like.
Well, I'm going to be interested to see, like, not that I'm getting it, but when the WWE video game comes out.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Well, they said they pushed it back to, like, March. Or something.
And they've also said that it's like all these releases have been fucking them up because they have to remove some.
Hey, kudos to 2K. This is the first time like you'll get the year of the game the year it comes out.
Right.
Because 2K22 always comes out in 21. So now you're getting 2K22 and 22.
Yeah.
Boom. Or they'll call it 23 now.
Or you'll get 22 and 23.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I got. So go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, and in unbelievable news.
In cream pie news. What?
Yeah, unbelievable news. The this can't be right. The New York Mets have signed Max Scherzer.
Yeah.
Who are you?
You just lost a lot of credibility
that
my
was
friends
Eric.
With our audience. That's crazy. And then we talk our sports sometimes, but yeah, like him and DeGrom. DeGrom's healthy next season.
Sure.
Wow.
It's a big if.
Wow. Sure.
Scherzer's 37, though.
Oh, dude, he'll still be fine. He's okay. Like Nolan Ryan. He'll pitch great till he's 45.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
All right, on to rumors.
Rumors! Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
According to Fightful, the Red Notice egg storyline from Survivor Series and Raw was originally much worse.
Oh, worse?
Could it be?
There's the stakes were even lower than what we got with one of the pitches involving the 24/7 title.
Whoever finds this egg gets a shot at the 24/7 title.
No, the egg becomes the 24/7 champion.
That's it. That was shot down by Dwayne Johnson. With Vince McMahon's involvement added as a make-good, the deal was also reportedly worth seven figures for WWE, which makes sense since they played the trailer and all that shit.
Seven figures, though?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Also, Dave Meltzer recently said that Triple H has been around WWE in recent weeks, but he's not sure when he will be fully back on the job. And it could even end up being a less stressful position since his cardiac event and surgery.
So he's going to be working nowhere near Vince?
Right.
Right, yeah.
Not doing any of the show, not over Nielsen ratings.
Triple H just becomes like a backstage interviewer.
Yeah.
Wait, I hear that Brock Lesnar is coming back, yeah.
So, any other rumors?
No, that's all I got.
All right, fan questions. Jake Baker, what are the odds Liv upsets Becky? I think we'd all love to see it. Next week, I'm not so sure.
No.
It's weird that they did
0% if it's next week.
Weird that they did a contract signing for a match on Raw.
Right.
You know, that is weird.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it mean more than it is, but I don't see it happening next week. I think there's a chance maybe at WrestleMania, if they keep this going, have her win the Rumble.
Right.
Kyle Fox, and remember in school when you needed to copy someone's homework, but they told you not to make it obvious. Good times. Completely unrelated. Good to see WWE try their own MJF CM Punk promo battle with Edge and Miz. I mean, yeah, I get it. It was right after that, but WWE can't have promo battles now. You know, it was still a good segment. It certainly wasn't MJF and CM Punk.
Yeah.
Not even close. But yeah. Mm. Tyrone Grizz, Maurice. That's it. That's the comments.
That's it. That's all you need.
Fair enough. Ghost of Johnny Drip Drip.
God, I love that.
Push Fire Barry, these match types. Thanksgiving leftover match.
Fire.
It's gonna be. Hold on.
Hold on.
Oh boy.
Pizza Hut Battle Royal.
Oh God.
See?
Oh, that was that's fire.
Fire that.
Barry the other one.
Halloween pumpkin match.
I'll take it.
What is
it?
Push that, sure.
Push that.
It. What is it?
Barry.
You gotta push a pumpkin in someone's butt.
Stone Cold Savage. Edge definitely made the Miz's career sound 10 million times better than it actually was.
Yeah, he did.
He's like, you even beat John Cena at WrestleMania.
He spun a tail for him.
Even though The Rock did everything. All right. Justin Stewart, Push Fire Barry, bad AEW ideas, an MJF face turn.
Ugh.
That's not, I mean, eventually that's what has to happen.
I guess, but.
Orange Cassidy dropping his gimmick. I like that one, actually. Or a babyface Cody holding the world title for a year. Fire that.
We found it.
Barry.
It's not time for MJF yet to turn face.
So bury that.
So push Orange Cassidy. Stop putting your fucking hands in your pockets.
Stop being dumb.
It's enough. Yeah. You have to evolve, right?
Right.
You know?
Quit putting your hands in your, person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott. Who do you think will win the Royal Rumbles? Who would you want or like to win the Royal Rumbles?
I mean, at this point, it's
Kevin Owens, but it's not going to happen.
No.
I still have...
But who do I want?
I still think...
My answer.
I still think it's Seth Rollins for the men.
I think it might be
like
Lesnar.
Like a face Rollins?
Yeah. Hmm.
I think Lesnar might win it this year.
Wow.
Lesnar hasn't won the Rumble, has he?
And I would want Liv
no,
to lose.
No, he did, didn't he? When he fought Kurt?
Oh, maybe he did.
Yeah. He won it once back in... 2001 or whatever that was.
Yeah. As far as the women,
I don't think he's going to win that. No, I think it's going to be Seth.
Yeah.
I want Liv to win the Rumble.
Well, yeah, of course.
Like you Liv, said, and then get her big title shot.
And who will? I mean, I think Liv's a good choice.
I think so.
I would say Roman Reigns.
What other woman is being pushed
that could possibly win the Royal Rumble.
I know. Bianca already had her big, big moment. She can't do that again.
Dana Brooke? No. Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
I think so.
Bailey Mario returns.
Sure, Bailey could, I guess. Mario Rizzo, I hate to say it, but to call it as it is, Seth is actually impressive again. Always been great in the ring, but his character's growing on me. His new theme song, his character, his mic skills. Fuck, I feel like that guy in the bar trying to justify why I'm hitting on the fat chick.
Oh, that wasn't very nice, sir.
Well, now that he's dropping the Messiah thing,
yeah,
you know, he's been better.
Now he's just a like arrogant fuckhead of a heel.
Yeah, like he used to be.
Yeah.
Asad Boxa, kind of the opposite to the regular question here. Who do you think will never swap companies between WWE and AEW?
Seth Rollins.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I think is the best answer there.
Yeah, I don't think Seth would either.
On the other side, I don't see MJF ever leaving AEW.
I think he could.
He could, but
Cody, clearly.
It's not smart. Kenny Cody Omega. Already left. Cody swapped. But like, yeah, the VPs.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega's a VP, the Young Bucks.
Young Bucks.
I don't think the Young Bucks would ever go.
They can't at this point.
Pop culture junkie, what are the odds Vince saw the name Austin on the script for Raw and thought he was doing a backstage segment with Steve Austin, not Austin Theory?
There's a high chance of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the odds he still thinks he did it with Steve Austin?
Probably like 90%.
Right? Yeah.
90. Nathan Bain, do you guys think Ed should turn heel or should he stay as a face? I personally would like to see him as a heel again. He's a great heel. I mean, he just did. He was heel for Mania.
Yeah.
Just depends who he's fighting. You know? That's all that matters. Carlos Ramirez, can someone sing the old Armageddon theme song, The End Is Here? I don't even remember that.
The End Is Here.
I remember it slightly.
The end is here.
I could...
Matthew Carlini, not a question, but needed to state Maurice is aging like the finest of wines. So many busta nuts.
Yeah, we had three up
here. I concur.
Ice Shanky, Busted Open podcast mentioned that it seemed like Austin Theory is going to get a large push. Thought, I mean, well, sure, he's with Vince.
Yeah, but also don't be plugging other podcasts.
Right.
Yeah.
Jason Dearham, which heel would take the least effort to turn into a huge baby face? I think either Rollins, he just has to wear a t-shirt and jeans and act serious. That doesn't sound fun.
No.
And Otis just needs to do a couple pelvic thrusts.
Yeah, that put a stake in front of him. Ducky!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was my idea to turn him face.
Yeah.
Or no, it was someone, a fan said that, like when they were offering him the Pizza Hut thing. One of her fans said, was like, yeah, and then he just turns back to babyface Otis.
His hair grows out all of a sudden.
Yeah. S. Thorne, will Veer randomly be traded to SmackDown, have one match and disappear, or be future endeavored in 2 weeks?
My guess would be future endeavored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with Xia Li. We'll never see them.
Yeah.
Never
anyone
see
anyone who has a hype video right now will probably be future endeavored before they debut.
Did they start doing.
Bro!
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Do they start doing like he's coming to Raw? Then like next week he's leaving the company.
He's leaving the company.
Soon. It's been like what? I mean, since the draft they've done these videos.
Since
packages.
We went to Raw,
yeah,
is when they start doing them.
So that's what, 6 weeks now.
Yeah,
it's fucking ridiculous
for sure.
All right, well, that is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast, give us a 5-star review, check out our website. whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. You can cancel anytime. Weekly NXT AEW recaps. Monthly bonus episodes. Go check out our latest bracket, best AEW entrance.
It was a fun one.
It was a lot of fun.
Interesting, yeah.
And
fan submitted too.
That's right. And if you care about War Games, that's this Sunday, so that review will be coming out soon.
Yep.
And then last but not least, subscribe to our new podcast, Hollywood Hogwash, available anywhere podcasts are heard. We just did we reviewed the first two episodes of Hawkeye.
Yeah. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube also.
Yeah, go to YouTube, check out our trailer reactions.
YouTube.com/Hollywood Hogwash Pod. Our Spider-Man trailer reaction is up to 25,000 views.
People want anything Spider-Man right now.
Right.
Yeah. So go check it out.
sounds like Stone Cold Steve Austin. It kind of looks like Kevin Owens. See, Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. Obnoxious, crazy, loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Proclaim strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part time. Strong Ric Flair's pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. Every shirt most loved, and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.